Officially with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and hello again, everyone, and welcome to the program. We're coming to you live tonight from the WSB studios here in Atlanta. A chilly Atlanta, by the way. We'll be taking your calls in a few moments. A lot of things to talk about going on in the world of wrestling. First of all, if any of you are going to ask me questions about the WWF pay-per-view that took place today, I will be unable to answer them because I was very busy today, quite frankly, and didn't get a chance to watch it. So if anybody wants to know about the Survivor Series, we'll have to get that report perhaps from one of our listeners here this evening. We're going to be talking about the Slam Jam contest coming up in World Championship Wrestling. We've also got news about the Japan Super Show on pay-per-view. We'll address the White Castle of Fear, the some type of situation that Big Van Vader, the world's champion, has challenged Sting in, and we'll talk about that in the program. Also have news that wrestling superstar Davey Boy Smith has signed a contract to wrestle for World Championship Wrestling. And we also have a bit of news from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Dennis Brent with the WCW Magazine let me know earlier today that the Rock and Roll Express had lost the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Team titles in a controversial match with the Heavenly Bodies managed by Jim Cornette. And we'll also be talking about, in the hour, the next big event coming to the Omni right here in Atlanta. Big afternoon event on Sunday, February the 7th, 3 o'clock start in the afternoon. Plus our calendar of events, preview of this weekend on television. We'll be obviously focusing a great deal on Super Brawl 3. And we'll be taking your telephone calls, 872-0750, our local number, and our national toll-free number, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And I'm happy to welcome to our studios here my co-host on WCW Saturday Night, Sir Lawrence of Zabisco. And welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Sir Jim of Ross.
We're medieval tonight, aren't we? I feel like Friar Tuck. As a matter of fact,
you look like
Friar Tuck. Yes. Thank you very much. See how
it's very quick of you.
Straight man.
I'll be Robin Hood.
You could be.
Men.
This
to all join the Marines.
Yeah. Well, hey, equality, my friend.
Of course it is. Imagine all these big burly Marines kissing and hugging behind these rocks out in the fields.
Can't imagine that at all, Larry. As a matter of fact, and don't even want to think about it.
And Colonel Powell.
To tell you the truth, one of the big points of discussion among wrestling fans, we've heard for the last few weeks now, Big Van Vader, the world's heavyweight champion, has challenged Sting to a match, yet-to-be-determined match. We know that there's a great deal of speculation as to what the White Castle of Fear is. What's your feeling on this situation?
Well, my feeling is, I can't speak for, Van Vader, of course. I can't speak for Harley Race, who's his associate. I can't speak for Sting. Sting, very competitive individual, will go to extremes not to let his fans down, and you got to give him credit for that. On the other hand, Van Vader, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And 450 pounds, you don't throw very far. What he's got up his sleeve, I don't know, but we will find out, next week?
Next week on television. You know, the thing that I hear about this, that this is a match has nothing actually to do with the World's Heavyweight Championship. I hear that there's a good chance that this match will not even be a title match.
This may be something out of the mind of Harley Race to get rid of the threat of Sting, for the heavyweight championship. Because you got to remember, Sting was the only one that developed a game plan so far that worked against Van Vader.
So, he's had the most success, obviously, against Big Van Vader. Obviously, you can't discount the fact that Ron Simmons caught his power slam on Big Van Vader in Baltimore on August 2nd, and proving that if Simmons nails you with a power slam, that you're going to go down. We've discussed that about Vader's power bomb. Both those power moves, if delivered correctly, are very fatal.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to see what the White Castle of Fear is, because I've been hearing a lot about it. And we'll find out next week.
How many years have you been in wrestling now? 17, 19, glorious? I don't know. How many?
What year is this now? 1993?
All year.
Still write 92 on the checks. Let's see. Going on 18 glorious years,
okay.
Jim.
We know that the White Castle of Fear has nothing to do with hamburgers or fast food. It's going to have something to do with Big Van Vader and his preparation or something involved in this match. How do you evaluate Big Van Vader as the heavyweight champion of the world? If you were making a bona fide effort to focus on winning the World's Heavyweight Championship, and that was your sole focus in life, was to prepare for that match. As a veteran, how would you prepare? I'm not talking about how many miles you're going to run. Yeah. What kind of game plan do you use against Vader? Or did Sting have the one that it takes to win, to tire him out?
Well, Sting had, well, you tire him out, but to tire Van Vader out by letting him club you to death, you know, and Sting blocking it, almost like that rope-a-dope type of deal, is one way. I would like try to be like a flea on a dog, you know, get under Vader, not under his weight, but like duck unders and get behind the man. You know, you can't stand toe-to-toe against him. You know, he's just too damn big. You have to try to outsmart him. You know, certainly, you know, the time factor is one you'd have to contend with because, you know, he is 450 pounds, so, you know, 30 minutes of wrestling, he's going to be sucking for air. I don't care, you know, who you are. You know, even the smaller guys. But, boy, to come up with a strategy would just be like to hang on his back like a flea until finally you just, you know, he got tired.
And try to survive. That's the issue.
Hang on like a flea and have nothing to scratch you off.
Well, yeah, the point I made on broadcast before is that if you use that game plan, that strategy, to extend the big man physically so that the fatigue factor will become an influence in the outcome of the match, the issue that we have to also address is that the opponent must survive Big Van Vader while this process is being taking place.
Either way you look at it, you know, from a couple of feasible points of strategy you may approach it, either way, it's a ridiculous accomplishment, you know, to fathom. I mean, I have a great deal of respect for anybody that gets in the ring with Van Vader for the heavyweight championship of the world.
Another championship that certainly is being contested right now and with a great deal of fervor is the Unified World Tag Team Championship. Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas have really come together. Their teamwork is certainly improving. I give Steamboat the credit for the leadership in that duo. I give Shane Douglas the credit for having the open-mindedness to listen to a veteran and ascend to that veteran's level. But on the other hand, two very hungry, very talented young men are challenging them with a great deal of aggression, and I'm speaking of Flying Brian Pillman and Stunning Steve Austin. Both these guys have had great individual success. Pillman, former light heavyweight champion. He was also a member of the U.S. Tag Champions with the Z-Man. Stunning Steve, probably the longest reigning TV champion ever. How do you evaluate this particular matchup?
Well, it's interesting, you know, like what you said, Ricky Steamboat being the, you know, ring veteran, and Shane Douglas, you know, being open-minded and being able to give up an ego part of him to listen to Ricky Steamboat. There's a leader in there, in other words, okay? And that's what I think, you know, really helped them out is that factor you made. But when you think of Austin and Pillman, they're both good in all the aspects you pointed out, but which one of them is going to give up their ego for the other man to be the leader? That could be a factor.
Yeah, interesting point. Dustin Rhodes is the United States heavyweight champion. Great match yesterday on television that we had the opportunity to call. Time limit draw with Ricky Steamboat. Dustin Rhodes, a young man that certainly, I think, is starting to achieve his destiny. His dad was a U.S. champion, Dusty Rhodes, 3 times world champion. But Dustin has had to overcome living in his father's shadow, especially when he first got into the sport. He was criticized by everybody. Anybody that could write or read or make a sign or whatever used to knock Dustin Rhodes. This kid has, I think, through his hard work and his success, has worked his way out of that shadow.
Well, yeah, he has. You know, for the last 2 years here that I've been in WCW, I've seen the progress of Dustin Rhodes, and I've seen him overcome that. You know, I see it, you know, happen with Eric Watts. I've seen it happen with Barry Windham. Well, when I started, I was Bruno Sammartino's protege, not even his son, but just his protege. And I had that same thing where everybody's eye was on you because you were trained by this famous so-and-so, and it was only after years of hard work and dedication and a real big string of wins that I finally gained the respect, you know, which maybe would have come easier if I wasn't Bruno's protege.
Looming in on the horizon for Dustin Rhodes, perhaps, is his biggest rival to date, and that's Barry Windham. And that's a matchup that has, I saw these two guys wrestle just the other night, and it was a volatile situation.
Yeah, well, You know what? There's more here than I think a lot of fans realize. I don't think that people realize how close, you know, Barry Windham and the Rhodes, Dusty and Dustin, have been, you know, to Barry and his father throughout all the years that they've been in wrestling. You know, it's more than just a man against man. It's almost like a brother against brother type of emotion. You know, I see the frustration in Dustin's face, and I can really see the frustration in Barry Windham's face, who should be one half of the Unified Tag Team Champions right now if he was the leader. But there's really a double conflict there, ego and almost like a brotherhood.
We'll be taking your calls momentarily. Do want to remind you that music greats Lynyrd Skynyrd will be involved with WCW in the promotion of the Slam Jam album. You'll be seeing that on television. A very special contest for you the next few weeks involving Slam Jam 1, the wrestling album with the music greats Lynyrd Skynyrd. More on that on TV in the upcoming weeks. Also, every year, WCW, along with New Japan Pro Wrestling, involved in the big event in the Tokyo Egg Dome, over 65,000 fans on hand this past January the 4th for that event. And as traditional, that will be turned into a mini pay-per-view for all of us to enjoy. And that will be scheduled at various times in the United States and in Canada during the month of March. And we'll be giving you more information on that, closer to the air date. Of course, the big pay-per-view we're looking at right now comes up on February 21st at Super Brawl in Asheville, North Carolina. Even though the Rock and Roll Express lost the Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Titles, they still are scheduled to take on the Wrecking Crew at that event. And we'll talk about this event. We'll talk about the Omni on February 7th to take more of your calls with our guest, Larry Zbyszko. This is Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Missy Hyatt, the most fabulous babe in wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Why don't you give him a call at 872-0750, or if you're outside the Atlanta area, call him at 1-800-WSB-TALK.
You notice that none of the words in that whole promo are over four letters long? She did so well, Larry. You're on, Larry.
Am I on or what?
Yeah, you can back away from the microphone there, Larry. It's not chocolate. It's not a brewski.
So obviously why you're not eating it.
Or a brat here from Friar Tuck. You're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, our first member of the program's Hall of Fame is our own beloved meteorologist, Kirk Hedlock Mellish. And he's a wonderful human being. And he says that tomorrow through Wednesday, as a matter of fact, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. Partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs near 54, lows near 34 right now in Atlanta on top of Peachtree. 37 degrees. Coach Hugh Durham has gone to bed, so don't call for him anymore. No, it's Coach. Coach had a great show tonight. He was in a good mood. Did you listen to Hugh Durham on the way in, Larry?
Whenever I need a nap, I do, yes.
Coach Durham's he's on the hot seat right now, but he's going to be all right. We get calls from all over the country, calls from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Grant, Michigan, and we're going to start off, though, a little closer to home. And before I do, before we talk to David in Austell, and David, you're going to be up in just a moment, I want to let's look at the calendar very quickly. The WCW calendar of events, a regular feature on the program since the mid-50s, I believe. Tomorrow night we'll be at Center Stage. 7 o'clock is the national television taping. That's, of course, right here in Atlanta on West Peachtree. And the tickets for the taping are free. We encourage you to get there early. The doors will open at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And should be a lot of fun. And I know Gordon Soley's going to be there tomorrow night. Look forward to seeing Gordon drop by and say hi to all of us. On Thursday, don't get nervous, Larry. He's not. Everything's fine. I should be nervous. Both of us are. Everything's fine. Everything's really fine. Really, Larry.
I could easily golf tomorrow. It's no problem.
No, come to work. And we'll be in the Norfolk, Virginia scope on Thursday night. Big card in Norfolk, Virginia this Thursday. This Friday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And also in Dublin, Georgia. And then this Saturday in Roanoke, Virginia, at the Civic Center, in Milledgeville, Georgia, at the Recreation Center. And then back in February, let's see, I have my notes right in front of me. Gainesville, Georgia, Georgia Mountain Center. Always have a great crowd, and there's some big things planned for Gainesville, Georgia, on Monday, February 1st, in Columbus, Georgia, at the Municipal Auditorium. On Tuesday night, February the 2nd, Columbus, so many years of great wrestling action from the Ward family down there promoting NWA wrestling. On Friday the 5th of February in Huntsville, Alabama. And then on the 6th of February, Saturday night the 6th in Carrollton, Georgia. And in Vidalia, Georgia, the big Onion Battle Royal there. Only kidding. And, of course, the Omni Vidalia Onions, Larry.
I got it.
No, you didn't. You didn't get it at all.
I just didn't think it was funny.
I didn't think it was either after I said it, but it's too late. And then the Omni in Atlanta, Sunday afternoon, kids. Mom and Dad will bring you if you remind them. 3 o'clock in the afternoon on February the 7th. Larry will have his family there. Shivani's bringing his 5 youngsters, so that's one section. So there we go.
Takes care of the Omni.
It takes care of the Omni. But tickets are still available. David and Ostell, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Larry Zbysko. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, thank you.
How about you, Larry?
Great.
Jim, I want to ask about 3 guys who may be potential to come to WCW.
Okay.
Okay, now that he's wrestling in Japan, how about Legion of Doom member Hawk?
I don't know if Hawk is able to wrestle for our organization here in the United States due to his contract with the WWF. So, in other words, he may not be contractually able to, but other than that, he's certainly a viable candidate. I think he'll be on the pay-per-view in March.
Oh, okay. I heard a rumor that the Big Boss Man is leaving the World Wrestling Federation.
I haven't heard that one.
Okay, and the last guy I want to ask about is a sensational light heavyweight I saw in action just last night.
Mm-hmm.
How about Lee Thomas?
Where's he wrestling?
He wrestles in the ASWF, and hey, he's such an exciting wrestler. Van Hammer was there last night.
Hmm. Well, I haven't heard of him, David. We'll see if we can get some more information on him. Are you familiar with him, Larry?
Nope.
Didn't think so with the look on your face. Edna and Conyers, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Larry Zbysko. Hi, Edna.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
How are you?
Good.
I want to talk to you about Super Brawl 3.
What? Super Brawl 3. All right.
About that match between Big Bad Vader and Sting.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering how Sting going to feel about that match.
Well, we heard him last night on TV, and Larry, he seemed to have a great deal of confidence. One thing you can't say about Sting is that the guy's he turns his back on a challenge. He'll step right in there, and he's the guy, as you mentioned earlier, he's the guy that has had the most success against Big Ben Vader, and as we've documented, there haven't been many.
Well, he has, and he's been in the ring, so he's got a feel of Van Vader. So he's going to have more confidence than he, you know, has had before, so I can't wait to see it. I'll be at ringside.
Be anxious to hear his reaction next week once we find out exactly what the White Castle affair means, Edna, and we know it's not burgers. Let's talk to Alan in Charlotte. Alan, you're in Wrestling with Jim Ross and Larry Zbysko.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Larry, let me say this is an honor to talk to you. I have been a fan of yours since the days when you wrestled for Jim Crockett Sr., and nobody could ever spell your name right.
They still can't.
since you have not seen, I watched the WWF pay-per-view, the Royal Rumble.
Oh,
if
good.
You'd like, Jim, I can pass along some of the information to you.
Go right ahead, Alan. I'm sure our listeners would like to know, but I was busy this afternoon.
Hey, that's fine. You didn't really waste your time. Lex Luger did make his debut as Narcissus, as we talked about last week.
Right.
The Steiner brothers were winners over the Beverly brothers. Bret the Hitman Hart retained the WWF title over Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, whatever you want to call him. And Yokozuna did win the Royal Rumble.
Wow.
El Gigante made an appearance there.
Really? What did he do?
Well, he came down to the ring followed by Dr. Harvey Whippleman, which is a complete waste of time. He will be a rule breaker in the WWF. He jumped on The Undertaker and apparently beat the stuffing out of him.
Wow.
For lack of a better term.
Nobody could get the big Yokozuna guy over the top rope.
No, they came close, but once Earthquake went out, it was all over.
I'll be darned.
Bob Backlund lasted about an hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Yep, at 43. The Ric Flair situation will be cleared up tomorrow night. Apparently on the live WWF USA broadcast, he will wrestle Kurt Hennig in a loser leave the WWF match.
Oh, okay.
So that should all be taken care of. And by the way, Jim, I just wanted you to know the gentleman you're sitting next to, and Larry, correct me if I'm wrong.
Don't worry, Alan, he will.
You're the only wrestler in recent memory to retire not one but 2 championships, if I remember correctly. You were the last Western States champion, and you were also the last AWA champion. So that's a pretty damn good accomplishment.
Hey, I got a bigger string of casualties in the economic recession, son.
All right.
Larry, are you going? Have you retired, or is your arm healing well? Because I'd like to see you back in the ring.
Yeah, the arm's feeling good. In fact, back on the bench just yesterday, I'm back up to 400 pounds on the bench, so it feels real good. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm enjoying watching the young wrestlers come up and do their thing, searching for fame and fortune. And there's maybe 1 or 2 guys in this business that I would be willing to get back in the ring with to settle some differences of opinion, and we'll see what the future holds.
Well, Larry Land ain't the same without you, my friend.
Of course it's not.
All right, Alan. Alan, thank you a lot for calling tonight from Charlotte. We appreciate the information. And Larry Land.
It's a lovely place to be.
You like broadcasting? You like gladiator movies, Larry? All right, never mind.
Can you think of a line on your own, Jim?
Of course not. Of course not.
He's an announcer.
That's right. That's right. Well, when we come back after the news, we're going to be talking about what's coming up on television this
weekend. I have been thinking about running out and joining the Marines.
I don't think so. And we'll also be previewing Super Brawl. We'll be taking more of your telephone calls here at 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, our toll-free number nationally. All the lines are full, but keep trying, and we'll be back in just a moment on AM 750 WSB.
Now, more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Welcome back, everyone, to the program. Thanks for being with us here tonight. Back to the telephones in just a few moments. Here on the broadcast, we're with Larry Zbyszko tonight, a native of Pittsburgh, Larry the Legend.
Sort of a native.
Larry the Crusher. Larry Land.
Legend of Larry Land.
How many more nicknames do you have that we can announce on the radio?
I can't say them on the air.
Looking ahead to this week's television programming on TBS, beginning Saturday morning at 9:05. That's, of course, Eastern Time, ladies and gentlemen. Even though this program goes to 38 states and sleeps over into the east, the central time zone, we're referring to Eastern time here, 9:05 Eastern Saturday morning. One of the feature matchups will be Cactus Jack one-on-one with Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. That's the feature match this Saturday morning, Larry. You and Tony will have that one. That should be really a competitive affair.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because there is a disqualification here. You know, recently they were in a no disqualification match, and Cactus Jack, you know, that's sort of his cup of tea. But I think the more rules you're going to have in a match, the more you're going to hinder the style of Cactus Jack, obviously, and swing it more in the favor of Orndorff. That's just a prediction.
That's Saturday morning on the Power Hour. Saturday night on WCW Saturday night, the Rock and Roll Express will be with us at center stage. They're going to come over to scout the wrecking crew. We're going to be talking to Ricky and Robert tomorrow night. And we're going to tape that program tomorrow night, so don't be confused. We're going to be at center stage tomorrow night taping. The program we tape tomorrow night will air this coming Saturday at 6:05. It's a two-hour broadcast. Feature matchups include Z-Man and Chris Benoit.
That should be a good match.
Outstanding match. The fans can see that one tomorrow night. Also, we will see, and this is barring them getting through the weekend of they're in Baltimore tonight in one piece, Sting and Dustin Rhodes versus Big Van Vader and Barry Windham. That match to be taped tomorrow night. It'll air Saturday on WCW Saturday night. And, Larry, that should really, all clicheing aside, this could be the proverbial main event anywhere in the country.
Yeah, that is it's the first I've heard of it now from you. And I cannot wait to be there tomorrow and see that. There is no love lost there. And that match could set the events of the future.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a confrontation because four guys that definitely... With, of course, Sting and Vader and Rhodes and Windham, put them all there together with Race at ringside. It's a pretty volatile situation. That'll be a part of our TV taping tomorrow night at center stage. Again, tickets for that one are free. So if you're in the Atlanta area, drop by. Not, as they say, in a bad seat in the house. We have a lot of fun. And bring your posters and your banners, and everybody will have a good time. On Worldwide Wrestling this weekend, the feature matchup is a rematch from the Clash of the Champions, the champions Steamboat and Douglas, so Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas, unified tag champions, have challenged Flying Brian Pillman and Stunning Steve Austin. It's a non-title match, but it's a special challenge match, and that'll be the feature event on this weekend's Worldwide Wrestling with Tony Schiavone and your pal of mine, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Your pal and mine, Jesse the Bod, huh? Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because I wonder if this is flaring up, obviously, from, you know, Steve Austin cracked Shane Douglas across the face with the belt, and it resulted in, with some stitches, I don't know how many, but he cranked them open, and I'm sure Douglas is not happy.
So that match will be on TV this weekend. Also on Worldwide, you will hear some details of the upcoming World Television Title Tournament. The tournament will begin in mid-February on Worldwide Wrestling and on the Sunday TBS main event, which returns to the air, by the way, on February the 7th. But a 16-man single elimination tournament to determine a new television champion will commence in mid-February until we get to the eventual championship and to crown a new TV champion. Many of you remember Scott Steiner was the last TV champion. He was injured after winning it and didn't defend it, and then his contract expired, and so he's gone. And but the belt is here, and believe it or not, we have that belt.
Well, we have the belt. Well, we'll have a tournament for it.
Not bad. Why not? So let's go back to the telephones and talk to Jeff in Riverdale. Jeff, you're in Wrestling with Jim Ross and Larry Zbyszko.
Yes, I was wanting to get your projections on the Mr. Perfect Ric Flair match tomorrow night.
Well, the match has already been taped, and I know the outcome, so I wouldn't. I would be a very good.
So
one.
Let's bet.
So let's bet, Jeff, and I'll give you some big time odds. The match was taped last week, and it's going to air tomorrow night. So I do know the outcome of it, but I don't want to spoil it for the folks that might want to watch it.
Okay, but one thing about Big Van Vader. I think a lot was made of the fact that when Simmons was champion, as well as, I think, Ric Flair at times, that they competed in tag matches too often.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes would lead to them losing the belt.
I think that's, you got a very good point, Larry. You certainly, your timing can be affected if you find yourself in tag team situations on a regular basis. I just believe Vader enjoys beating people up, and if he gets a chance to do it in a tag team match, so be it.
Well, he made an interesting comment on TV last night. He hasn't powerbombed anybody today. He's an addict for, you know, crippling people. And, he loves to hurt people.
I think you're exactly right. Let's go back to the phones. Kevin in Norcross, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. Our guest tonight is Larry Zbyszko, and we thank you, Kevin, for holding.
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
I had a couple questions. First off, I'd heard that Bill Dundee was coming in WCW in some executive capacity.
He's working in the front office, Kevin, as one of the road agents.
Okay, and also for Larry. I was looking back at some old magazines. You talked earlier about being a protege of Bruno Sammartino. And I was reading a match you'd had with superstar Billy Graham where you'd confused him with using Bruno's style of wrestling and all. And I was just wondering, in the past or the present, is there anybody that in particular that you had worked with as sort of a protege type person?
No.
You haven't? Really?
No, but everybody's afraid of me and they don't want to ask me anything.
Oh, yeah, right. It would have nothing to do with your sometimes obnoxious personality. Thank you, Kevin, for your phone call. Let's talk to Steven in Lakeland, Georgia. Steven, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
Hey, Ross.
How you doing?
I was wondering if you're going to get any lady wrestling, not for, you know, girls wearing hardly anything, but as athletic talent.
Well, I'll tell you something, Steven, they're, quite honestly, and I certainly don't mean to be chauvinistic by this, Larry would, because he's the president of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
I love them
but,
for what they are.
The issue is that the quality of lady wrestling in the United States is, gosh, how do I say this without offending someone? I think the quality has lessened in the last few years. There's not that many places for them to wrestle here. There are some good ones, don't get me wrong. There are some good lady wrestlers. There's just not a lot of them. And I think probably the most competitive lady wrestling that I've seen in the last few years is in Japan. And I'd love to see them bring some of the Japan lady wrestlers over for maybe a tour in the summer or something like that. I think that would work. But I haven't seen any great talent in the wrestling ring in quite some time.
Me neither.
New talent. Like I said, there's some good ones out there now. We appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Grant, Michigan. Jeff, you're on AM 750 WSB in Atlanta. And welcome to the program.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
What happened to Sid Justice?
What happened to Sid Justice?
Yeah.
Well, he left the WWF, and he returned to West Memphis, Arkansas, and I'm sure that he's playing, if they have indoor softball, he's probably swinging for the fences. And I don't know that Sid Justice is wrestling anywhere right now, nor do I know if what his plans are. I think he's healthy. I think physically he's able to wrestle. But I don't know if the competitive fire's burned out or he just doesn't know. Larry, you got any opinion on that?
I really don't know. He was a big baseball, you know, fanatic to play. He tried his hand at wrestling. I think what happened in wrestling is he just got hurt too many times and he went back to softball. I don't think wrestling was Sid Justice's bag.
He got a little bit banged up. Impressive specimen.
Oh, he's a big guy, but, I mean, size ain't all there is here.
That's exactly right. Let's talk to Andrew in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Andrew, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. We thank you for holding.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
I got two questions. First of all, when will Davey Boy Smith start wrestling for WCW?
I'm not exactly sure of I'm not sure of the exact date. Sometime in February is what I've been informed, but I don't know the exact date. Hopefully he'll be wrestling at the pay-per-view up in Asheville, North Carolina on February 21st, but that has yet to be confirmed. But hopefully sometime next month.
Okay, and is there any chance of, well, Smoky Mountain Wrestling has their big card in Knoxville. Is there any chance of Smoky Mountain and WCW having a card together there?
Well, you know, I really don't know. That would be a discussion that their commissioner, Bullet Bob Armstrong, and their promoters would have to have with the Cowboy Bill Watts and his executive people here in Atlanta. You know, I think it would be exciting for the fans, but if the logistics could be worked out, it would be another matter. But they've got some outstanding competitors up there, Larry, in the Smoky Mountain area that we've both called many matches. We've talked about the Rock and Roll Express. Ronnie Garvin, one of the tough guys in the sport.
Well, Ronnie Garvin's there, Mr. Hands of Stone.
Yeah,
he is a rugged individual. I could tell you some crazy stories about me and him in the past flying airplanes together.
Yeah, I bet. Yep.
Horrifying.
That was and the FAA would love to be included.
No,
in those
they comments. Don't want to know.
So, Andrew, to answer your question, it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility, but I haven't heard anything about that specifically in the last few weeks. Let's talk to Angela in Morrow. Angela, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I want to ask Larry, is he going to retire or is he going to still wrestle?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said before, I enjoy what I'm doing now. There are a couple of things that would pull me into the ring, but you never know.
Money?
We'll see. Well, that's one of them.
The promise of money. That's two things. So you like broadcasting?
You know, the more I do it, the more I enjoy about it because, you know, I am very wise. I have an incredible amount of wisdom and experience.
So humble.
And I am not humble, but then again, I don't have to be humble because I've been wrestling for 18 glorious years.
Glorious years, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the telephones and talk to Nick in Sandy Springs. Nick, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross.
Yeah, I had two questions. One is I was watching WCW Saturday night a couple weeks ago, and Big Van Vader held up a Super Bowl ring, and I was wondering what team he was on.
He played for the Rams when they were the they lost to.
Oh, so he wasn't on a Super Bowl champion.
No,
he played in the
Super Bowl, and he got the proverbial runners up ring. There's not many of them around either, quite frankly.
Right. And my other question is I don't know what the outcome is of the Flair Mr. Perfect match, but I have a feeling that he's I believe I read somewhere that he had like a 2-year contract with the WWF, and I think he might be coming up pretty soon, so he could be coming back to WCW. Is there any chance that the Horseman might ride again?
Well, Flair's contract actually is up in September of this year, and as far as the Horseman riding again, their mounts have all been unsaddled and they're in the barn right now, but gosh, you sound like a Western here, but they could be saddled up again at any time and head them up and move them. It's a possibility.
You never know. You know, the black horse of the apocalypse is riding over the world as we speak. There's no reason the four horsemen can't get back together either.
I think, and I certainly would be for that idea. Man, they were a great group. Let's talk to Chris and Austell. Chris, you're on AM 750 WSB.
How are you, Jim?
Good, thank you.
I have two comments.
All right, sir.
All right. Number one, Bill Watts, if you get rid of Rick Rude, you're nothing but a jerk.
He's not getting rid of Rick Rude. Rick Rude is injured. People need to understand and believe that Rick Rude has a vertebrae injury and will be back wrestling in WCW the first week in March.
And I called the hotline yesterday, and you were talking about the British Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about he went by the British Bulldog. Now he's Davey Boy Smith. Then you said kind of like the Ultimate Warrior. Oh, never mind. Do we have the Ultimate Warrior?
No, I was making a tongue-in-cheek remark, Chris. I said that British Bulldog, formerly called the... Or Davey Boy Smith, formerly the British Bulldog, and that formerly was kind of like formerly the Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior left the WWF. He can't use that name anymore, so some people are saying formerly the Ultimate Warrior to get by the legal junk. It was a kind of a joke.
In other words, Jim's got so many cheeks, his tongue gets stuck in them sometimes.
Yeah. More chins than a Chinese phone book. Thank you very much. Bada bing. And we'll be back in just a few moments with more of your telephone calls, more of the humble Sir Lawrence of Zabisco. Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB.
This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
call now.
Welcome back, everyone, and we're having a good time tonight. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being with us here. For you that are calling, all of our lines are full. It's amazing, and we're happy that that you're trying to get through here at 872-0750 and 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll be talking to Josh in Syracuse, New York, momentarily. We have a caller from Post Falls, Idaho, and we'll be talking to that youngster as well in just a few moments. Super Brawl 3, exclusively on pay-per-view, comes your way on Sunday, February 21st. Of course, the pay-per-view event is easy to see in the comfort of your own home with your friends by calling your local cable company. But, of course, we know a lot of folks in our listening area will be with us live in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Civic Center there. The event starts at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on pay-per-view. The first match of the evening will start at 6:30, so it should be a lot of fun there in Asheville. Super Brawl 3, we know that Barry Windham will challenge the Great Muta for the NWA title. Sting and Vader, one-on-one. What will the stipulations be? We'll find out this weekend on television. Rock and Roll Express to meet the Wrecking Crew. And so those are matches we know that are signed. Many more will be signed, and we'll be keeping you updated on TV, on our hotline on Saturdays, and, of course, right back here next Sunday Night Live here on AM 750 WSB. Also want to remind you that the new WCW magazine will go on sale this Wednesday, everybody, at newsstands. It is the Reader Awards, all the awards that the readers voted on, and many quotes from the readers. And, Larry, did you win anything in this one?
You know what? I have an award.
Most muscular announcer?
Besides that, there was something to do with slapping the hell out of Paulie Dangerously.
Oh, you got some award for that?
Someone gave me
well,
an award.
Well, so if you voted or if you were involved in the voting process, then you may be quoted or you may be recognized in the magazine. But in any event, the cover features many of the winners. Marcus Alexander Bagwell was the magazine's Rookie of the Year. Also wore awards for Wrestler of the Year, Most Popular, Most Hated, and so forth and so on. So that goes on sale this Wednesday. And our very interesting centerfold is a 1993 calendar that's got a lot of historic documentation, a lot of classic old photos of great matches with Harley Race and Dusty Rhodes and some of the great stars in WCW and NWA's history. So that's the magazine on sale this Wednesday, wherever you buy magazines. And let's make sure it's at a good place. So let's talk to Josh in Syracuse, New York. Josh, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Do you know anything? Like, did someone already ask you about Ric Flair? Because up in New York, we don't get the signal from 750.
Well, Ric Flair has been the topic of discussion tonight. And the rumor, we mentioned it here, Charlotte television station Harold Johnson and many other news media and other wrestling publications have reported that Ric Flair will be returning to WCW. I talked to Cowboy Bill Watts specifically about that issue on Friday. He says no contracts have been signed. There is absolutely no start date for Ric Flair here, that he's still under contract with the WWF. Even though we know the parties have spoken, there is no deal. So hopefully things could be worked out, because I, for one, would like to see his talents in WCW rings and not in WWF rings. That's only my personal opinion.
Okay, and do you know, why don't you ever come to the New York area?
Well, one of the main reasons, Josh, in your particular area is because our local syndication, our local television, we don't have one of our local programs, like the Worldwide Show that Tony Schiavone and Jesse Ventura host, is not on in your area. Once one of our shows are placed in your area, then we will have a better opportunity to come to your part of the country and have live WCW wrestling. I'm going to San Francisco on Tuesday to the television convention, and hopefully with a lot of other good folks from TBS, we'll be able to improve that situation. And we thank you for calling tonight from Syracuse, New York. Let's talk to JR in Post Falls, Idaho. Is it cold tonight up there, JR?
Yes, it is.
Pretty nippy, huh?
Yes, it's also snowing here.
Okay, well, my friend, we are happy you're calling us tonight, and
yes?
You're on with Larry Zbyszko as well. Do you have any questions?
Yes. My first question about Super Bowl 3 is, what do you think the overcome will be in the White Castle affair between Sting and Big Van Vader?
Well,
the overcome?
Yes.
Outcome, Larry.
I'm sorry, you're a spudhead from Idaho.
He's a nice young man.
You know what? frankly, hon, I'm not sure what the White Castle of Fear is yet. We're going to find out next week. Mm-hmm. And then once I find out what it is, I'll be able to speculate more on what will happen at Super Brawl.
Uh-huh.
So we'll find out next week.
What other question do you have, JR?
Let's see. Also, what do you think the outcome will be in the NWA Championship matchup between Barry Windham and the Great Muta?
The outcome, once again, for you people out west who understand this, Barry Windham and the Great Muta, you know, you people have a chance to see a real classic chess wrestling match. Barry Windham, a tremendous wrestler. Muta takes a lot more risks, I think, than Windham. Likes to do a lot of flying tactics and, you know, things where you can really get, you know, the power behind the move. But I've got a philosophy. When it comes to wrestling, sooner or later you wind up on the mat. And I think that's where Barry Windham was going to try to keep Muta, and I think that's where he'll be effective.
Should be an outstanding contest. JR, thank you for calling us tonight from Post Falls, Idaho. Stay by the fire. Let's talk to Sherry in Rockmart, Georgia. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I was wondering if the Rockmart Express is going to be coming back to the WCW permanently now that they've lost the Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
No, I don't think so, Sherry. I think that they're intent on winning their Smoky Mountain titles back. If I know Ricky and Robert, I'm sure that's what they're after. Thank you for your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Duluth. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me who won the Royal Rumble.
I think that the caller earlier said the big Oriental fella.
It beats me. I have no idea.
The huge guy, the 500-pound guy. Gitchy Gumi. I don't know what his name is. Yeah, the big guy. He's a huge Mr. Gitchy Gumi. He's a monster. I don't know the big guy, though. That's who won it. Well, maybe somebody can tell us. Sue, do you know who won the Royal Rumble?
Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Yeah, hi, Jim Ross. Hi, Larry. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, earlier you was given some dates about where y'all were scheduled to go.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard one of them, I'm correct, was Carrollton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Do you have a date for that? What date that's scheduled for?
Well, I have it here as February the 6th.
February the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't know the card or who's scheduled or anything like that?
No, I don't. Let me look here. You caught me with my socks down by Dahlia, Georgia. Carrollton on February the 6th. Dustin Rhodes and Barry Windham, one-on-one.
Okay.
Cactus Jack's going to be there. It's going to be a good card. VFW Fairgrounds in Carrollton, Saturday, February 6th, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Sue, thank you very much. Yokozuna is the guy's name. The big guy. Have you seen this?
I really don't.
You don't
care.
Watch the WWF, you know, do you?
Why? I like wrestling.
Oh, yeah, right. Michael in Marietta, you're on AM 750 WSB, Wrestling with Jim Ross. Thanks for calling, Michael.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
I watched the Royal Rumble, and I thought it was kind of weak.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Elegante, but he just made a fool out of The Undertaker.
See, that's why I don't bother, Jim.
Well, Michael's a good judge. Michael's called us before here. He's a pretty good wrestling critic.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, I called to get a Slam Jam thing before,
mm-hmm.
and they said he'd come here 2 weeks before Christmas and hadn't come yet for the Slam Jam album.
Well, you need to call 827-2066 and ask him to put you in touch with with Casey Compton. He'll fix that problem, and you can, if you don't get anything on that this week, you call me back next week or try to get through to us. You write me, and I'll make sure and take care of it personally.
And we'll mail you Casey Compton.
And we'll mail you, and he'll fit the envelope. Michael, thank you very much for calling us tonight. We're sorry we couldn't get to all the phone calls. Larry, it's been an eventful night.
Always is a touch of Larry Land.
You're going home and watch Charlie Chan movies, I understand. You're ready?
Charlie Chan in the Desert Mansion or something.
You're still the king of your castle, I take it.
That's my way or the highway, baby.
That's right. President of the He-Man Womanators Club, Larry Zbysko, our guest tonight. We hope you'll be with us if you can tomorrow night at Center Stage. And next week, we'll be back with you live here on WSB. Another live guest in the studio as opposed to a dead guest in the studio. And for everybody here, Coach John McKenzie, I'm Jim Ross saying thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.